Almost a decade ago, the state settled a class action lawsuit known as Janine B. versus Scott McCallum. The terms of the agreement require the Milwaukee Children's Court to improve its record on reuniting children in the foster care system with their birth families. On Friday, for the first time since the settlement, the court will formally celebrate the most recent reunifications in a formal ceremony. Judge Murray Marshall says in the past year, the court has placed 1,100 children in foster care and reunified 626 of them with their families.
We hope to change that image, that what the courts do is we take kids, we destroy families, and that's what we do. When the majority of the work that we do is reunify families when, and this is most important, when the parents are engaged in changing their behavior and changing their capacity to protect their children.
One of the parents who will join in Friday's celebration is Derek Leonard. He says he struggled to comply with the court's requirement that he take anger management classes and attend therapy with his two sons, 8 and 3 years old, but he says he finally realized he couldn't do it alone.
I was real rebellious at first, and I was against the process because I didn't understand what was going on. But eventually, my feelings changed about it, and I realized that I had to accept help to get my kids back. But at first, I thought it was just a runaround.
Leonard says initially he distrusted the foster care system that kept his sons from him, but he's come to believe most foster parents his sons stayed with did a good job of caring for his children. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.